Let's say it eats young grapes. Rashi says, Anovim dakim piachalosom liyacha sheporchu. After it starts to blossom, after the buds come out, it's not fully grown yet, that's called smother. So if your animal eats up these young grapes, we have Yeshua Imer. Same as before. You don't have to pay how much it's worth now. It's not worth too much now. You have to pay him how much it would have been worth if it would have been fully grown. So we have to wait and see how much grapes are worth when they're fully grown, and that's how much you have to pay for. Because you ruined his grapes. His grapes would have been that size. Now that you cut it down young, you have to pay for that. Again, the Chacham say no. You pay how much it's worth right now. You pay how much the field is worth right now, and how much it would have been worth. Right, how much it's worth right now without this grapes, and how much it would have been worth right now with the grapes. So you pay according to the value right now. Yeah. Rabbi Shimon ben Yudu Aimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, that the Nedvah Mamurim, when is this said? This man, Sha'ochlo Lul Vegevanim. He ate the young vines. Or else for Yechur Etainim, the younger figs. Avloch lo pagim, if he ate full of grapes already, oi boiser, a pagim I think it means they're full of the dates when they're, the figs when they grow, you can see them already. Oi boiser, else the grapes, you can see the grapes already. Then everybody agrees. Once they started to blossom, started to grow already, even though they're not fully grown yet, then everybody agrees like that roya noisun kilo anovan and deslitzo, that you have to pay how much it would have been worth if it would have been fully grown. In other words, once the fruit starts to grow, it come out like karuv, that's going to be big and be a good fruit. So therefore, you ruined it. When it already started to grow, it's called you ruined a gesunt, a nice big fruit. So you have to pay how much it would have been worth if it would have been fully grown. Yeah. Now, Ketani Niyat, what did we learn in this Braisa? The Chachom and Mayim Nechom say, Rayin Aysan, Kam Aysa Yafa, Vakam Hi Yafa. It says you have to pay for the damage here that you're sure. You're sure went into somebody's field and ate up the fruits there, ate up the vines there, or ate up whatever it is, the vegetables there. It says, how do you pay? How much is worth right now? And it does not say here that we value it, this row, against 60 rows, like our Mishnah said, the Brisa said before. So the Chorot is theory then. Ela, what do you have to answer? Ela, mayas lach lemeimah, b'shishim. Even though it doesn't say the word shishim, of course it means b'shishim. It means you value how much this row is worth now, not valuing itself. But again, take a field that's 60 times as much. How much is that field worth with one extra row or without the row? That's how we evaluate it. So even though it doesn't say it, that's what it means. So maybe by Adam means the same thing also by Adam Amalek then. Hokinani b'shishim. Here also, by the case when Adam chopped down the tree, they also, even though it doesn't say it, maybe it still means shishim. So that wouldn't be a proof that Adam Amalek is different, like Rish Lakish wanted to say, like Rish Klusa wanted to say, maybe even by Adam Amalek also. When you knock down fruits, you have to value it, again, 60 times as much. So Gemara says, Omer Abaya, Yishino Rebbe Yaisi Haglili, for Rabbi Yishmael, Omru Dover Echad. They're both saying the same thing. Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yaisi Haglili both say the same thing. Rabbi Yaisi Haglili Hodi Amorim. That we just said. Rabbi Yaisi Haglili we had before. That he says, you value it to Meshur Yishabai. How much it will be worth later. So Rabbi Yaisi Haglili and Rabbi Yishmael said the same thing. Now, where's this Rabbi Yishmael? Rabbi Yishmael, the time you learn like this. The Pasuk says, Meitav Sodehu, O Meitav Karma Yishalim, that you have to pay back by Meitav. When you're sure it does damage, when you pay back, you have to pay back for the best of your fields. If you're going to pay for the hezek by karka through fields, as much damage as you did $100 worth of damage, so when you pay back $100 worth of karka, it has to be from the best of your karka. Now, meita sadeil shal nizik, or meita karma shal nizik, divir Rabbi Yishmael. That's what Rabbi Yishmael says, that you have to pay back from the best of his fields, of the nizik. You go both to the nizik itself, how much his field, the best of his fields, that's what you have to pay. Yeah. Rabbi Kiva Imanolim. Kiva says, Loibua Kosev and Ligvois and Izokim and Idius. The apostle is only teaching us that when you do damage and you have to pay for it, you have to pay from your best. But who has to pay which best? The best of the Mazik, not the best of the Nizik. And Rabbi Kiva holds the Kalvachayim of the Hegdish. How the Kalvachayim of the Hegdish should be the same Allah also. That when you go to pay back to Hegdish, you have to pay back from the best of your fields. Now, the light timer don't say, Kravidi Baravin, the way Ravidi Baravin learned shot over here, like we had before in the first parak. The Yomer, Ravidi Baravin, he said, what was the case over here? Kagoin Shoch La Ruga Bein Arugas. When your animal ate up in somebody else's field, one row of crop, one row between the crops, and Veloya Dinon, and you do not know which row did he eat up. Ikachusha Heve, Ishmein Heve. This guy had a whole big field full of tomatoes. And you understand, there are different types of tomatoes. Some are bigger and fatter, and some are smaller. So your animal ate up one row of tomatoes. But you're not sure if it ate up the big fat row, or ate up a small row. So he says, the Yoma that Ravid Rabin said, the apostle is teaching us, Kum Shlim Shmeina B'meitav, the Ikashto, that you have to pay back the best field, the best row that the Nizek has right now. That's the way he learned Shan Rabbi Shmuel. But Rabbi Shmuel says that you pay for the meitav of the nizik. He said it means in a case where your animal eats up from the nizik's field and you don't know which type of a row it ate up, you have to pay back the best type of row he has there. That's what Ravid Baravin said. But you should know, really, tohochi lo yamrinan. We do not say this pshat. Like the Marsa in the first parak. My timer, why don't we agree to Ravid Baravin? Because in such a case, when your shor ate up one row of tomatoes in his field, and we do not know which row he ate it up, if he ate up the more expensive ones or the cheaper one, so pshita, when you go to pay back, you only have to pay the cheaper price. Why? Because the klal always is, ha-moitzi mechaveri olavaraya. Whenever you want to get money away from me, you have to bring the proof. So here the nizik wants to collect from the mazik to say, your shor ruined my best row of tomatoes. So the mazik has a right to say, but prove it. Who told you? You have no way, Demir. We don't know for sure which row my animal ate up. Maybe he ate the cheaper tomatoes. So in such a case, pshita yapata, I mean, from the better, you only have to pay the cheaper. So that's not pshat of Rabbi Shmuel, when the pasuk says, v'meitav sedeyu, means v'meitav shal nizik. Ella, what does it mean to say? V'meitav delekamei. It means that you have to pay the best of what will be later. V'meitav delekamei. That's what Rabbi Shmuel means to say. Oh my knee, what does that mean? Ki hechi de solak. How much it will be worth when it's fully grown? In other words, like we learned before in the Bereshit Lili, if your animal eats up now the fruits when they're only half done, so you have to pay for the damage how much these tomatoes will be worth when they're fully grown. Even though right now when you rate it's only half grown, but since if you wouldn't have damaged them, they would have for sure grown to a nice size, so therefore you have to pay them. That's called the matum of the nizik. You have to pay how much the nizik's crops would have been worth if you wouldn't let it stay there. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yitzchak Lili both say the same shot. Omar, what we just say before, that Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, I am Mishum Rabbi Shimon, he said over the name of his father, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Yehuda said over the name of his father, Rabbi Shimon, the Nedav of Mamurim, when was this said? She'ochle lul ve'gefanim. When the animal ate up young, the leaves of the vines, the Yechur retainim, or the very young stalks of the figs. But once the grapes that came out already, you can see a grape there. Then you don't pay how much it's worth right now. But rather, we see as if these grapes are fully grown already. And you have to pay how much this grape would have been worth. Like your animal ate it up now when it's a young grape. But it has the size, it looks like a grape already. So since it has the name of a grape on it, so we say the damage is how much this grape would have been worth. That's how much you have to pay. So now, Ema Sefer, what does the Sefer say though? Ochla pagim my boyser. If the animal ate up pagim, which is already a nice size of figs, or else like boyser, which is nice size grapes already, who deroy, that means they're very big already, who deroy in oyster and kilo and oven is litzer? Then we say, even though they're not really fully grown, but it's like more than they have grown already, 3/4 grown. So then you have to pay how much it would have been worth when it's fully grown. Here it's mashmah smodar. But let's say it's smadar, let's say it's not 3/4 grown, it's only a little bit grown, then mashma roya noisa kam niyofa v'kam niyofa. That even though it has the size of a grape already, but a very young grape, then you only pay how much the damage is right now. So what's the theory of the price itself? What is he saying? First he's mashma only when you can't even see the grape yet. Then you pay for now. But once the grape comes out already, even though it's very, very small, you pay how much it will be worth later. And then the end of Smashma, when do you pay what it'll be worth later? Only if it's a nice size grape already. It's like more than half grown already. Then we say you go after what it will be worth later. But if it's a very small grape, then you only say how much it's worth right now. So it's a stira. When do we say you pay the way it's worth now? And when do we say you pay the way it's worth later? So Morin says, Alma Ravina, Korach v'toni. Wrap it together and learn like this. That's the Nedav of Amurim. When was it says, Bizman shafalul v'gafanim v'churitainim? When do we say you have to pay how much is worth right now? When eat the very young or leaves itself, the growth itself. And the young grapes or the young attainum, the young figs. Avloch l'smodar, smodar, pagin, oy boiser, any type of it grown, whether it's a little bit more or even more. Albeit a little bit grown already, then enechanami, royenoise kilo anov and mind lipsar, then we look as if these grapes are fully grown already. We value how much it would have been worth when it's fully grown, and you have to pay for that. Fred Gemara is so, Ihochi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Hainu Rabbi Yeshua. They're both saying the same thing then. Rabbi Yeshua also says this. Rabbi Yeshua also said you pay the way it's worth later. So what's the difference between Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda and Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua was out all the way on top. He says, Ochlo smoder, eat smoder, you pay how much it will be worth later. So who are then Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, and Rabbi Yeshua saying the same thing? Samara says, no. There is a difference. Kochosh gufno. If the geffen itself became kochosh, became weak. For loy misayim, I don't know which one holds what. So Rashi says what? What does kochosh gufno mean? The chay is kochosh gufno. Linkois minatashlumim mashiachishu hanovim begefanim im yamdu shom arabtir shetomin yonkim lachlas a geffen. Like this. They're both saying that when your animal ate up these young grapes, you have to pay how much the grapes would have been grown worth when they're fully grown. But Lamaisa, they're still, you take off a little bit. Because if these grapes really would be fully grown, growing fully, by it growing there, it's going to ruin a little bit the next grapes. Because the more grapes that grow there, it takes the kayach away from the other grapes. So now Lamaisa, your animal ate up those grapes. So they're not growing there. Therefore, the rest of his grapes are going to grow better. So you don't have to pay him exactly how much these grapes would have been worth later if they would have been fully grown. Because then the nizik is gaining on the deal. Because if these grapes would have been fully grown, then the other grapes wouldn't be so big. The other grapes are so big because these grapes are not here. So therefore, one says we hold for that svara. And therefore, when you pay for how much the grapes will be worth later, not 100% how much it will be worth later. Because when it would have been here later, the other ones wouldn't be so good. So that little difference you have to take away. Who says which one? Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda? He's not sure. Then the Gemara says, Abayim, Abayim says, no. Misayim, yo misayim. I know exactly who holds what. Then what? Man tana dechayish dechash gufna. Who holds this svara? That we hold from this svara that you have to take off, because if the grapes really would have been growing there, it would have stopped the other grapes from growing so big. Who holds from that svara? I'll tell you, Avadis Rabbi Shimon ben Yehudi. That's Rabbi Shimon ben Yehudi's svara. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Manasya. Oineis, Eina Mishalem es Hatzar. If a man is minus a girl, and lives with her, so he doesn't have to pay her for the pain. Why not? Mifnei she'soifo litztaya teres bailam. Because this pain she'll have to have anyway. Like the first time a man lives with her, she has terrible pain. So the man is doing it to her now. But she's still gaining because like this, later when she gets married and lives with her husband, she won't have that pain. So you see, something that you will have later, and I stop it now, we count it. I don't have to pay for that tsar. You see, such a svara like this. Armelon, let's see. Armelon, they said back to him, no, ain't the dame, it's not alike. Nivola barosa, nivola brianis. No, they still say it's not to pay back tsar. Because there's a much bigger tsar when a man forces the girl, or when the husband will live with her. His husband does it, benachas, easy. There's not that much pain even the first time. But here, a man that's forcing her, there's more tsar. So, but I call upon him, Shimon Manasseh, you see this svara. That since what's going to happen later, we count it right now, so we care about what's going to happen later on. Omer Abaye. Abaye says, Hani Tanoi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Dov Rechid. These other Tanoi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, also the same thing. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, like we just said, he holds in this svara. Hani Tanoi, what's his other Tanoi? The Tanoi will go like this. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Nochi Chaya, you have to deduct the money you would have paid for the nurse. In the case of Tamei Vlodis, when a man hits a pregnant Isha, and the kid comes out, so we say, you have to pay the Demei Vlodis, how much the kid is worth, you have to pay the husband. So they hold Rabbi Yosef, but you have to deduct the money he would have had to pay for a nurse. If he would have had the kid, he would have had to pay a nurse. Now you're saying he doesn't have to pay for the nurse. So that you have to deduct. So you see this svara, that if you would have had it, you would have more expensive, we deduct that. Then as a yaymeh, nochi mezainis, you have to deduct the food. Like if your wife would have been pregnant, you have to feed her more. So now that you knocked out the kid, you don't have to feed it so much. See, I'm paying you to make bloodus, but I deduct the food she would have eaten. So now, man, the nurse bill. Of course you have to deduct the food. For the man, deduct the food. But the deduct for the nurse, that no. The Yomalai, because the guy could say, is the Sadadi, my wife, Pekichi, she's a smart girl lady, she can take care of herself. Let me boy, she doesn't need a nurse. So therefore, nurse is not vada, she has to have. That's for sure she needs. Without food, she can't eat, she can't live. So therefore, since you're going to pay her more money, for sure for that, you have to deduct. So you see, it's like a small like this also, we deduct for such a thing. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brad, Rav Yeshua, Ovat, Uvda, Kavosa, Rav Nachman. They passed before, like Rav Nachman said, that even by Adam Amazik, even when an Adam chopped down the tree, he does not pay for the tree itself, but we value it 60 against 60 connected. Ovat, Uvda, Kavosa, Rav Nachman, Mishishim. Lish Nachman, another lush was like this. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brad, Rav Yeshua, Shomu Dikla, Agav, Ketina, the Arya. They value the deck of the palm tree upon a small amount of ground. In other words, not Kneged Shishin, just a small amount of ground right now. We take a paskin like this, that by a deck of Armoi, we paskin how much it's worth right now. No, forget. Particularly, when it's a regular deck of tree, we pay how much it's worth, Kneged 60 times as much. But they said, no, you value how much this dekel tree is worth right now, v'dikla pasoi, by a Persian dekel. So Rashi says, choshevu miyoid, v'nishim efle yatsmoid. A Persian palm tree is very, very expensive. Right. He holds a Persian palm tree is very, very expensive. Vedikla di Amoi, so Vedikla Parsoi, therefore there we value, like Rish Lakis, like Rish Kutsa said, in itself. Mur says now, Eliezer Ziri, the young Eliezer,